Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, July 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Hypericum secminii. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve deep into all the fascinating topics you didn't know you wanted to learn about. I'm Aloy, and today we're journeying into the world of botany to explore a lesser-known plant, Hypericum secminii. Hypericum secminii, also known as Seckmann's St. John's wort, is a species of flowering plant in the family Hypericaceae. If you're a botany enthusiast or just someone who likes to learn about unique plants, you're in for an intriguing listen. Let's start with some background. Hypericum secminii is native to Turkey, specifically found growing in scattered pockets throughout the country. Imagine walking through the rugged landscapes of Turkey and coming across these yellow-flowered beauties nestled among the rocks and sparse vegetation. They'd certainly be a sight to behold, a small but vital part of the ecosystem there. Now, one of the first interesting aspects of Hypericum secminii is its adaptability. This plant is quite the survivor. It thrives in rocky, limestone-rich soils where many other plants might struggle to gain a foothold. This begs an interesting question for all of you listening. How do plants manage to adapt to such tough environments? It's a reminder of the resilience of nature and the incredible ways in which life finds a way to persist. This plant doesn't just survive. It thrives. Hypericum secminii produces small, star-shaped yellow flowers that bloom in the warmer months, providing a vivid burst of color against the often dreary, rocky backdrops. These flowers aren't just eye candy. They play a crucial role in the plant's ability to attract pollinators and ensure its ongoing reproduction. Speaking of survival, let's talk about the conservation status of Hypericum secminii. It's currently not listed as endangered, but it does have a somewhat limited distribution, making it potentially vulnerable to habitat loss and climate change. Think about that for a moment. What happens to the world's biodiversity if species like Hypericum secminii lose their habitats? It's a poignant reminder of the delicate balance we must maintain in our natural ecosystems. Interestingly, the story of the plant's discovery and classification is equally compelling. It's named after Professor Dr. Seckmann, a Turkish botanist who made significant contributions to the study of plant biodiversity in Turkey. His work highlights the importance of botanists in not only discovering, but also preserving the flora of a region. It's a good time to reflect on all the unsung heroes of science who dedicate their lives to understanding and protecting our natural world. Let's pivot a bit to the plant's potential benefits. While there's much more research to be done, some species in the Hypericum genus, like the well-known St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum, are used in herbal medicine, particularly for their antidepressant properties. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean Hypericum secminii has the same medicinal benefits, but it does open the door to fascinating possibilities. Could there be untapped therapeutic potential in this plant? Have we just scratched the surface of what nature offers? These are intriguing questions that may inspire future research and exploration. If you're a gardener or plant enthusiast, you might be wondering if you can cultivate Hypericum secminii in your own garden. While it might be a bit of a challenge due to its specific growing requirements, it isn't entirely impossible. Mimicking its natural habitat, think rocky, well-drained soil and exposure to lots of sunlight, could set you on the right path. It's a rewarding endeavor, allowing you to create a piece of Turkish ecology right in your backyard. For those inclined towards technology and innovation, there's also the exciting intersection of botany and modern science to consider. With advancements in genetic engineering and biotechnology, the potential to understand and perhaps even enhance the resilience of plants like Hypericum secminii becomes a fascinating prospect. Can you imagine a future where we're able to leverage the resilience of such plants to develop crops that can withstand harsh climates, thereby addressing food security issues? Finally, I'd like to encourage you all to look up Hypericum secminii on Wikipedia. The article provides a detailed account with images and references that deepen the understanding of this remarkable plant. By doing so, you contribute to keeping the conversation about biodiversity and conservation alive. As we wrap up today's episode, keep in mind that our world is home to countless species, each with their unique stories, roles, and potential. Next time you're out in nature, or even just walking through your local park, I challenge you to look a little closer at the plants around you. Each one is a part of a larger, intricate tapestry that sustains life on our planet. That's all for today's episode. I hope you've enjoyed this botanical journey and perhaps, like the resilient Hypericum sekmini, been inspired to adapt and thrive no matter the challenges you face. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and cherish the wonders of our natural world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Hypericum sekmini. Thanks for listening. See you next time.